Do you ever get excited for payday and then you check your bank account to see that it's all just disappeared just about as fast as it came in? Like, what in the world just happened? It came and it went and I feel like I have nothing to show for it. If that is you, then I want you to listen in and take notes from today's episode because I'm going to be breaking down 4 ways that you can set up a simple budget that is not overwhelming so that you don't feel like every single penny that you make is leaving just as fast as it came in. You know, we don't have to overcomplicate this, friends. We don't need to have 17 different bank accounts and a debt payoff plan that requires a finance degree and a 9-step skincare routine to top it off, okay? You're busy, I get it. So today, let's break this down super simple, super clear, and hopefully give you some action steps that you can take right away. All right? All right, let's do this. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. So I can remember a season, now this was my pre-Money Mindful Moms days, when I used to check my bank account balance to see if I could afford something. Is that you? Maybe you're like, yeah, what's wrong with that? If that's you, I'll tell you what's wrong with that. One of the biggest messages that I preach about finances is that the goal is to feel proactive instead of reactive with your money. And being someone who checks to see how much money is in their account to decide if they should buy something is very much being reactive, right? It feels like money is happening to you instead of you being in charge of your money. Another thing that can happen when we're looking at money from a reactive posture is when money just sort of comes in and goes without any real structure, any plan or strategy. If you have a strategy for your money, aka a budget based on your actual numbers and your goals, then I hate to break it to you, but payday should not feel exciting. That might feel counterintuitive to what the majority of people believe about payday, but honestly, you don't want to believe what most people believe about money because most people are living for payday, working for the weekend, stuck in a never-ending debt cycle, and have that scarcity mentality that none of us want about money. And you don't want that, right? So the way that we make payday feel like just another day is by having a plan for our money. And don't worry, I'm about to break down for you. If you're like, I don't even know how to get started, I'm going to break that down for you. So I'm about to share 4 ways to set up a simple budget that isn't overwhelming to you. I'm a simple girl. I know that you are too. I used to think that this was a negative thing, but I'm learning as time goes on that this is actually my superpower. I reserve all of my brain space for the things that really matter to me, and I have no problem shutting out anything that I don't need to process because I want to save my energy for the important stuff. Like learning a new board game, blech, no thank you. I don't want to have to use my brain space for that. I would so much rather my husband figure it out and then I can observe a couple times to get like the Cliff Notes version of what I need to know and then get started. I don't feel like I need to read the whole manual on a board game. I hope I'm not the only one. So these 4 things are going to help you set up a simple budget. They will definitely help you to get into action if you've been putting this off, but I have to say, in my program, the Overflow program, we really dive in deep with this part. We want to make sure that you walk away with a plan that feels solid and aligned with your goals. So we make sure that we don't just give a few tips with this, but we really dive in deep. So if you're ready to dive in deep, be sure to stay tuned. to the podcast these next few episodes, because it's almost time to enroll for the Overflow program again. So stay tuned for that. All right, four things. Here we go. Number one, put your current expenses into three categories: keep, reduce, and ditch. Keep, reduce, and ditch. The easiest way to do this is to print out your last bank statement. Then use three different color highlighters and go through each line and decide, is this an expense that I want to keep exactly as it is? Maybe it's your rent if you love where you live and you don't want to move, okay? Or maybe you love your Netflix subscription. No hate on that, okay? And you want to keep that. If so, highlight it in green or whatever color you choose. That's going to be your keep color, and you're going to highlight everything that you want to keep in that color. If it's an expense that you want to keep, but you want to work on reducing the amount that you spend, then you're going to highlight this in a different color, say pink, okay? Maybe it's your coffee runs. You don't want to eliminate them altogether, but you do want to start maybe reducing the amount that you're spending on them each month. Perfect. You're going to go ahead and highlight that pink or whatever color you choose. Or maybe it's clothes for your kids. You know, maybe you have plenty of clothes. Your kids might need a few things here and there, but you don't need to be spending as much as you have been spending. Go ahead and highlight that one pink or whatever color you're choosing. Whatever you want to reduce your spending on, highlight them in that color. And if it's an expense that you just want to ditch altogether, you're going to go ahead and highlight that in a third color, say yellow, okay? That would be something like a subscription that you want to cancel, or maybe a service that you're paying for every month, like a house cleaner or something, and you want to discontinue that service in order to save money, you're going to go ahead and highlight it in that third color. So that's going to help you really hone in on your expenses, that portion of your budget. So keep, reduce, and ditch. Number two, if you are someone that has a hard time sticking to your budget because you cannot seem to find things that you are willing to give up, I want you to focus on increasing your income. And I hear this from you guys a lot, that you have a hard time sticking to your budget. And this is sometimes a big reason why, because you're not willing to give things up. And listen, I'm not mad if you want to keep your daily coffee, or you draw the line at giving up your fancy gym membership or your kids' private school tuition or whatever the things are that you value most. I'm okay with that. If this is you, though, the option is not to just do nothing, okay? I still want to challenge you to do the exercise that I laid out in tip one, because I think that you might be surprised at how many things that you actually are willing to give up or cut back on when you see it all laid out there on paper. But if your budget still isn't balancing when you do that one, I want you to go all in. Go all in on increasing your income. And I do not mean temporarily. Sometimes I see people in this stage, they try selling stuff from that's sitting in their garage on Facebook Marketplace, which is a temporary solution, right? At some point, you're going to run out of stuff to sell, right? What I want you to do instead is focus in on how you can increase your income consistently to meet your goals. If you need an extra $500 a month to be able to get your debt paid off this year, then I want you to make that priority number one. Do not pass go. Do not do whatever it is that you do in Monopoly. I don't even remember all the things. Just get it done as quickly as possible. See, you thought I was going to tell you that you can't spend money, right? I didn't tell you that. I'm not here for that, but I will make you find a way to pay for it if you're choosing to prioritize it. All right, number three, if you are just getting started with a budget, I want you to pick one area of your spending that you want to focus in on and start with that. When you are starting to work on a goal of any kind, it's really easy to get excited and motivated and want to overhaul all the things. But that's one of the fastest ways to lead to overwhelm and burnout. It's kind of like an organizing project, right? Let's say you want to organize your kitchen. If you start organizing your pantry and your spice rack and cleaning out your fridge and your freezer, and then you start going through your kitchen utensils, you start getting rid of some things, that's a lot all at once, right? And it gets worse before it gets better. So all of a sudden you look up and your kitchen is wrecked. All of the things are out of place. You took so many things out. You're no longer motivated, right? Because that has passed. And now you just feel overwhelmed And you just say, forget it. You throw your hands up and say, this isn't worth it. But what if instead you went into this process by deciding that you were going to clean out your fridge? Nothing more, nothing less, just your fridge. And once you cleaned out your fridge and you felt good about it, then you could move on to the next thing. The same thing can be true about getting started with a budget. Pick one area of your spending, one area that you want to give your attention to. Maybe you want to focus on cutting back on your groceries. Maybe you want to get rid of the Amazon app on your phone because it's way too tempting for you to browse and overspend. Maybe you want to cut back on buying toys for your kids. Whatever it is, start by focusing in on that one thing to get you started. And then once you feel like you've got that under your belt, then you can move on to the next thing. And that's going to help keep those feelings of overwhelm from creeping in. All right, number four, keep it simple. Do you have a tendency to overcomplicate things? I hope I'm not alone in this. So if so, that can show up in your budget by having way too many categories. That's a lot to keep track of. And if we're trying to simplify this process, we want less to keep track of, right? So what if instead of having a groceries category and a paper products category and a disposable household items category, toiletries, what if you just put it all into groceries? If you can get it at the grocery store, it counts, right? Unless you pick up like a shirt at Target or something, then no, that does not count. But why are we making more work for ourselves by doing the absolute most? Or let's say for your kids, you can just have one kid's budget every single month and everything that they need comes out of that budget. You don't have to have a separate kid's clothes budget, kid's shoes budget, kid's soccer budget, a dance budget, an allowance budget. Just have one budget that covers everything that they need for that month and it's fine. I feel like that helped someone today. I don't know, someone out there just had a light bulb moment and they went, wait, I don't have to separate it all out? Yes, friend. Absolute permission to keep it simple, sweetie, okay? Listen, you're a busy mom. I know that you do not have time to mess around when it comes to money. You don't have time to waste creating a budget that doesn't work for you. And you don't have time to waste in building wealth. You want to have time on your side when it comes to money, right? So you know that you need to get that debt paid off so that you can move on to the long-term savings, to the investing, because you want to set yourself up for the future. But it feels so hard sometimes to even think about the future because you're just so focused on trying to make it day by day, right? Am I in your head right now? Are you thinking, how does she know? How does she know what it feels like? I hear you. I hear you and I see you. I remember having a conversation with my husband where we started talking about dreams that we had, and then we just immediately shut it down and said, we can't focus on that today. Like, we just have to focus on what's happening right now. Like, we couldn't even go there in our minds to dream together because we were just trying to make it day by day. And that is not a place that you want to be. But I see two different ways that people handle this. I see people who get to that place and then they settle in. It's like a lazy boy couch. They just get comfortable. They sit there. They're frustrated with the way that things are and they may not give up, but their attempts to make the change are very surface level. Like they dip their toe into change and decide, I don't know, feels a little cold in the pool. I'm just going to go get back in my lounge chair, right? They want to stay comfortable where they're at. And then I see the people who get to this point and it's actually the catalyst for the big thing that they're about to do. Like they are so sick and tired of being where they're at that they're willing to get uncomfortable in order to never have to be in that place again. Like they're, instead of dipping their toe in, they're willing to cannonball in because they don't want to be there anymore. I know that making changes isn't easy, but I'm here to walk alongside you if you are one of those people who is ready to cannonball in and make some changes. My 8-week group coaching program called the Overflow Program is opening for enrollment really soon, and I'm going to drop a link here in the show notes called the First to Know List. This is for anyone that wants me to just send them the link to register as soon as it opens for enrollment. Like, you're going to be the first to know. If that's you, I wanted to give you a place to make that first commitment. Take that first step by simply raising your hand and saying, me, coach, put me in, coach. So go ahead and drop your name on that list. The link is going to be in the show notes, and I will be in touch with you just as soon as our enrollment opens. All right, friends? All right. I hope this was helpful to you today, and I will see you guys back here for the next episode. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.